Kaka. Kwatnum yoktko. Kayoki sait. Unakun kak. Ilidu mutu lakait kutsumakun nakkan, naklasmik. Ting man kyo. Tasawa. Kwatnikanku ta pikumta. Kangasut tun imkut kawan nakalam taksuki. Kangasun kelas kita ilai pukis kelu ke pikum tki pukis ngai tait. Angku tak kan hilux ngai oksi aku tuan pikait kut. Aling cerah kita supila kait kut. Makutin aku teng kangasun teng met. Nang nak sudah angau kunuk tikut. Itak cek silau tak suak aku kena suk suda. Kangku tetap kunda kailam terapi pisung nak sak suka. Tuat nak kena suka tak suka. Tahu na piskenrit nang nak kum tetahu na piskenrit nalat nak kum tu. Itu sih tilu tasu. Yo pisung nak tu tekenya tengso nak kacau luki tak neping nak suka.
Ever since this claim settlement act came, he's heard some regulations. Somebody made laws. Eskimos did not make them. We do not go outside of our state and tell other people how they should live. We do not put a limit on how many cattle or how many cows or how much food should outsiders have. We do not make any regulations on that. We do not tell them that they should have this much supply of food. We do not make rules and regulations for them so they will have a limit on certain items of food. When we try to hunt and provide ourselves and feed our family, our children, somebody comes around and tells us, if you catch birds, if you catch moose, or if you gather food, we will put you in jail. We have rules and regulations that you have to follow. We do not believe in that, in the rules and regulations when we try to survive and provide for our family, our own very own existence. We have been promised punishment for trying to survive. We do not bother other people and we do not tell them how they should take care of their own needs.
Akutmuka kalikam kumaktang kasako nunaman na pitikluko at kaki jangat na itlan manilok sa nunak kakiguluko.
Sawa.
Nunam kalikakt.
Katsap kakalak.
Sige. Okay. Likot.
Okay, yeah.
He would like to know if it's okay to read a little bit of this. It's from BIA. I guess it concerns is a lot. It's not a land allotment. It's a lot. Is that permissible?
Perhaps you could read it.
Yeah, but you must check through the book. Enclosed is a certificate titled to your land at Imangak, Alaska. You should keep this valuable paper in a safe place. This land is now yours forever. You do not have to pay taxes on the land or on income from the land. You can sell it, lease it, or mortgage it if you get our approval. You can also sell gravel and timber from your land if we give our approval. Please write or come in to see us if you have any questions about your land. Date is July 15, 1974. The point that he's trying to make is that someone thought up these rules and regulations. He got this letter telling him how he should take care of his land. He did not make up these rules and regulations. Someone outside told him how he should use his land, and those are not his ideas. That's why he brought this letter along and wanted to make a point on that. And that's all he's got to say to you.
Thank you very much, sir. Just before we adjourn in a minute, I would like to give Joseph Mike of Kotlik an opportunity to speak, because he and some of the people from Kotlik are leaving soon. And then maybe we'll take a break for lunch. And after lunch, I would like to ask Joe Agathluck and Laura Williams to speak first. But I think we should hear from Mr. Mike because he has to go. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Berger. The question is, before I ask my question, I have written down those questions to think about on those three sheets of paper: self-governing powers of Alaska Natives, number two, keeping Native culture alive, number three, Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, number four, representation. I have written them down in my notebook, and I'll make sure that I have a meeting with the Traditional Council, Board of Directors of our corporation, and with the City Council. And at that meeting, I'll invite the elderly people and students from our school. So with those group, when we have meeting, we could get some kind of answers, and we'll mail those answers to your office. That way, we wouldn't be doing things without any other organization knowing about this. Another question is I'd like to ask is what would happen if we organize as a borough in Yukon Delta? It could be from Sellers Point all the way to Kotlik. would we have more powers to have control over the land, especially our traditional hunting grounds? That organizing as a borough, we have been, we talked about it about maybe 10, 12 years ago. Axel Johnson was involved in it, and one person that was involved died 3 years back. if we are organized as a borough, will we have more power controlling our land?
Well, I have to tell you, I can't answer that now. I hope that after we have gained the views of many people at more meetings, we will be able to say whether or not that is something people would wish to do. And I have a legal advisor, David Case of Fairbanks, and I will get his opinion in due course on that. But for the moment, I really am not in a position to answer questions like that. Instead, I want to know what your concerns are, what you want to do. And if that is one of the things that your people wish to consider in order to obtain greater control over subsistence activities and the regulation of the subsistence activities, that's something that's useful for me to know.
Yeah, thank you. And from this meeting, I would like to have the minutes be sent to Kotlik City Council, Traditional Council of Kotlik, and Board of Directors of Kotlik Yupik Corporation. So that way, each organization member, Board of Directors, Traditional Council members, City Council members, could be aware of this meeting, so they could pass on what has been happening here at the meeting. And I would like to thank you for coming and have hearing you here in the Manak. And I would like to thank the elderly people that made their testimonies. And I was surprised that there was quite a few students that attended this meeting from Imangak High School. I'm sorry I had to bring only two from Kotlik. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Well, we're glad you came, and your the people from Kotlik and the students, and thank you, sir, very much. And we will adjourn now till 1 o'clock. And at 1 o'clock, I'll ask Joe Agathluck and Laura Williams to go first. Well, there's some students coming round one, so we may just go ahead with just a few. Gentlemen, we'll start now, and we have three students who have to get back to the school in just a few minutes, so we'll ask them to go first. They are Edna Kelly, Christine Kamaroff, and Vicki Levy, I hope. So could you start now and...
My name is Edna Kelly. I'm a shareholder of Harmonic and Cluster Corporation. I am representing Donald Johnson, Marianne Wassily, and Wilson Horn. We believe we shouldn't be able to sell our stocks, and if inherited, the one who inherits should be 50% native. And those who are willed a stock be 50% native also. We would like to see our corporation make my business on the land, and we would like to see our corporation make a profit. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Una Okotwani, Ilani Kanachi Niluki, Don Johnson, Marion Wassily, Wilson Horn, Dagotok Pitkubi, Daishok. Manakokoni, Stagaputta, Dunaksun Naita, Okani of Kishami. The Quankotun Hoktusnok, Satan Lachakaloni, Cotton, the Baijut Kadanai Kamkutu. Jim Kutuoksali, Tunak Kunakitamakuta, King of Kimkun Hotna, Emosun Kalikam Taksukutama, Paiju Kalukutako, Takumakun, Yasin no Jacob. Manasuokoni, Corpus Nakutak Sukuyakat Saita, Unang Kaskamaluku, Mana Nuna Pitkuku, Samuktaima, Nautikun Su, Unangomachakilrita, Toyoku Yaktamuk. Kan nasmik.
My name is Christine Kamaroff and I am representing Kathy Red Fox, Lily Kamaroff, Mary Waska, and Lisa Lujan. We feel that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 should include the people that were born after 1971. We don't think this act is fair because the people that were born after 1971 are as much natives as we, the people that were born before 1971, are. We would like some way to include the people that were born after 1971 in the decisions that we will have to make during our future lives. We would like to keep the corporation as is, the natives running it. We strongly feel that we would not like to sell our shares in the year 1991 and the other years after it.
Thank you.
Sikok
Christine Camera Fawok, Makoturilani, Kanachi Saktolukitayok, Kathy Red Fox, Lil Camera, Mary Waska, Lisa Lohan. Imkutoka. Ila kuifknani manna Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act piakkaa ko kem kutlu ilaksu ki 1971 nam kingo kan yuhtrat manna ko kone pitchilo kan gitu ko ila kuilu ni mat makun gilam nikka pekhami em kutta tama kutta kingu la putu yuhtrat tam 71 nam kingo kan ilaksu ki hukka piakkaa ko ta kutlu wqilak suki piskoma ya qaita tama kutlu kin kun rilata khang kota khokka ilak suki upil khut suki peata ilak skoma ya qaituk manasu kho pres nak putta ayo kutsat ngil skoma ya qata asamun kitum nak makan tailo ni gilrus kunaku yupinun takwam Im kutitu serabutsali tama ko tunnaks kumafkanakia. Tunnaknis kumstinghok atun ruksikot at ukanisu asanias hakonitsali at yukakaugabut.
My name is Mickey Levi and I am representing some of the sophomores of the U.S. history class in Monk High School. We want the next extended period of time on the Alaska Native Settlement Act, and also don't want to pay any taxes on our land. And the native people born after 1971 should be able to vote or take place in the corporation office.
Sikokoni ko Mickey Levi am gatang kato ko kutsukoni kan nasi sini luki sa homework imkon koni history ni little rit pamani mang high school ami matum sa li taon ko yak pakanis ko mayak sugo knak taon na kan kala siniut
imkurksali manna nunaput pitkhlugi taksan akilichiu me natangam akilis kamafkna kita ma taksak matum nunna pitkhlugu imkurksali king king ulatang ma kut noni 1971 king ngoni yukhtkhatta illaluki ilakhlugi piskumaya kai vota vota rakhlugi tortan chali matum corporation katunginun chali ya chali ya us katatam mani ilaga takhlugi lu
Well, thank you very much, Edna and Christine and Mickey. Those were very good statements. Thank you. Could we have the statements for the record? Joe Agathluck,
Kaidrinakkanaitutillait nerngamam makut kassatnekkait imkuungumnaanuqaangumnaut tarulukni illaqan katamaakut nalluulukuqii tamaakut nerllatillait siali kassatun qannermafkunni skuulerraq skuulerqsaamiilsiumani yuppiumama skuulamafkunni
gashat kanriagat nasloka. Yupit kanriagat idli nasunritak ayokutjet. Ulaktsat. Yupitak tamanisaska. Idli abaksaitak idli abaguluko. Tamakut angukakat makutwangkut manzingut. Matum nam milloni tsiksita. Aukut tunrat. Yus kataman japhnakok. Wilta japih kataman atulka taman atulkat. Taksagingatam.
He stated that his name is Joe Akasak. He is 66 years old. He was born right here at the village of Imanak. And he's been here since he was, since he was born. He did not have a chance to see his parents. He was orphan. His parents died when he was very young. Don't even look like how they are. He was raised by his grandparents. When he first realized what was going on, he noticed that there were only four houses existing in the village of Imanak. The fifth house was called Qasrit, the community hall. The old people used that to take fire baths, and the community used that for different activities, gathering place. The people that lived in Imanak were very old. Regardless of how old they were never idled. They were always on the go, gathering food. Never did any of them idle whenever he saw them. There was very little white man's food in his younger days. The whale, the seal, the fish that were caught were hardly cooked when he was a young man. Most of it was eaten raw, and that's the way he liked it. And in those days, even though he saw white man's food, he didn't care much about them. And up to this date, his favorite food is native foods. He doesn't care much about store-bought foods. And he likes to eat his native foods just the way he was taught how to eat them. And he also made a point that he never went to school. He does not know any white man philosophy. But he has listened to his ancestors, people who raised him, and he knew their language, and he knew how to live the way they taught him. He does not know white man's way of life. He does not understand the laws of the white man, but he knows and understands the laws of the Eskimos because he was taught right from the start.
Ilini tengah lelak tua
In his younger days, he did not see any kind of engines or outboard motors or snow machines to take people around. All the traveling in the summer was by kayak, boats, people rowing boats, and sometimes they used sailboats. During the winter, traveling was done by dog team. Sailboats. In the winter, the traveling was done by dog team. Most of the time, people traveled on foot. During the fall, the people would go down river, wherever the whitefish was plentiful. The whitefish, so they could store up some whitefish for the winter. At the same time, they gathered mouse food, so they will have mouse food to, you know, supplement whatever the food they had. He did not see anyone working for money. He did not see anyone working to earn money. Nobody worked for money. Everyone worked for their needs. Everyone gathered food for their survival. Trapping was the only means of making money. Some very few people had dog teams, and most of the trappers went out on foot. They would leave very early in the morning, stay out all night, and come home very late at night, trapping, hoping to make a little money, so they would trade them with things that they need.
Jadi tema kutun ngetap kasat. Selain tapi cerita am kena kau kiri kau tang babiluku. Tang kuku kan nuciu nata. Tama kun tang mak kuciu lam. Angup mak tengah mengenai latar mak nuk nasib nuk mak nuk. Ibu nak kan aku tulu kau kucat kisuku. Kan kucat kau mengayu kucat kat nuk. Ibu milih ayu kucat nasak lu kan tulu tuk. Kali kali nak kau, jadi nak kau tay tamakut, ini nak kau tay tamakut, nasi fikna kata orang nanu tu, ini nak kau itu lalu, ni ciklu tu.
In his days, younger days, he did not see any elders looking at paper. When they wanted to talk to the younger generation,
They had them gathered in the, what he calls, Kasigit. Then the elders would talk to the younger generation and told them how to live their lives. And sometimes older people would talk about the faults of the young people and tell them not to repeat those faults again. Nowadays, young people are not like the ones that he grew up with. People have changed greatly since he was a young man. He said that it is very shameful nowadays that when he talks to young people, the young people do not understand what he is saying. When he asks them questions or talks to them, they say, "I don't know." And they shrug with a saying, "I don't understand you." It is very shameful that things are happening like this. Children are losing their own Yupik language. People south of us here, people in other villages south of Imanak, their children speak the Yupik language with no problem. Those type of people are the people that we should... He envies those people. He wishes that our young people were like their young people, being able to understand the language as well as to speak it.
Now,
Even though that is a very sad situation, he is glad that our young people are getting the education, necessary education. The white man's culture, that the young people are learning about white man's culture. And he hopes that the young people will learn as much as they can, so that they will be able to fight for their own rights and own land against those who are trying to interfere with their lives. And he feels that he is very disadvantaged because he cannot read. And when he gets a letter, he opens it but does not or could not understand what that letter contains. And he wishes he could read. And he puts the letter away, and then whenever he gets help from other people, he lets the other people read that letter for him, and he understands what the contents of the letter. But he wants to point out this too, is that he knows his way of life. He learned these things from his elders when he was a young man.
Yali tamani hotin spang samu manna nuna ukta yukson gato hotin net nunang kaklu tu nuna keo kumas kun gato pitcha tum jile una yuktus hok tama nama uka kwa kuna dlash tu kasi tum ni chulinga kama tama na ili nasun rilinga kannuslaagaat nga tamana tumuklu. Magut nunam ang tatsyanak, ukut nunat, tamakusnit, nunninak, laatan pilasritnak. Tamakut nasun rilinga ut kannusla, nasun rilslaagaat, inakkoot tamakut illait nasuskanka nasun rilinga apkhtuusla, nalum rikht tlaggait, mag kasyatin khkutait. Doa su nalum rikakam ki hui kayo hatok siga naak, tamakin khkutit, nalufk naak. Wad niyuk bihtaktum tamak tayo kutin khkutait. Yuk pijal in khkutait awkut. In khkwaakam ngattus khwaak yugumun, in khklaggat nabugus kfknaakum. Magutili kasyat, naksul rizal kyagumi. Kloutilgit tamaakutilin khkoutit nalufknaaku nabguyunaituq wat naksiinan gmanitali ayoqlut yuppit inkhkoutit kassatin khkoutit ayoqluni uumikfknaaku yutin khkhlaliniit kunqhamaqtki tamaana ataakwaana rassiinuq assiitakhagattus qfknaaku taumallorluku itasqlaukin khkoitu kassaungamqkot.
In his younger days, nobody was told where he should build his house. If any man wants to build a house, he didn't have to go to the city office and get the lot. He could pick up best ground and build his own house, and nobody would say a word. The land was free. Nowadays, if anyone wants to build a house, he's got to go through the city office, fill out some papers, and go through all kinds of things before he could build his house. White man's laws are to be respected too. They are just like Yupiklaas, Eskimo laws. The white man makes laws for people's own good. Commercial fishing season, we have to follow the rules and regulations that Fish and Game provides. Those laws are for our own good, for our fishing purposes. White man's laws and Yupik laws are similar. They are the same in some ways. They are made for everybody's own good.
Ta unachani kea geuika akkahtok. Unachali pisogu vika kawani maskulugan pisutu lumni. Ta unachali attam nalaunaskutis hoht. Nalaunaskutis